There we go.
This is Shauna. How can I help you?
Hey, Shauna. This is John calling you back from Local Splash.
Oh, hey. Hang on 1 second, John.
Okay.
She hung up. Good. Nope. She hung up. All right. I have a couple questions.
What you got?
All right. First of all, where am I at? I don't know my login. Like, my account setting, like, I saved it to my computer. And so, like, my username I thought would be my email address, and it's not. But I don't know what my
username for your dashboard?
Yeah.
Okay. Use your phone number.
Okay.
The 6508.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna switch over here because local is the only. /login/817883-6508. All right.
And then password, we're going to use get, all lowercase, and it's all together, okay? But it's called get media.
Okay.
See if that works.
Oh, it's, you said lowercase, all lowercase.
All lowercase, yeah, huh?
I'm smart. GETGETMEDIA. Didn't we, somewhere, I think our password is Lamont, Gary's last name.
Try this for now to see if you get in, and if it does not, then I'll reset it and you guys can make it from there.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you able to get in from just using that one, though, or no?
817-836-508. That is my number, right?
Yep.
Well, sometimes I put 2 8s, and sometimes I put 2 3s, and then I have to go check, because then I get myself confused. G-E-T Media, M-E-D-I-A.
You got it. There you go.
Invalid credentials. Please try again. Do
okay,
I need dashes on my phone number?
No, no. Let's see. Let's try. Well, because I don't want to switch. Yeah, let's see here.
All right. Well, let me tell you what I'm trying to do, and this may be, it may be a different and easier way to do it. So my advertising lady that I use, Zaria, I would like for her to have access to our Local Splash. So is there an easier way to do that?
Yeah, I'll just add her on as the authorized user on there.
Give
the credentials. Let me see here, though. I'm going to try to generate a new password for now so you can log in.
Well, I can log in on mine, like, because it's saved. But I can't. And for whatever reason, it's not saved, like, when you go, like, your Google Chrome password, buddy, whatever. Like, I can't find it. So I had switched my Google profile to a different Google page. Make sense? No?
No. Elaborate a little bit.
All right. So, you know, like, you can have different Google pages?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So on my Google page for Shauna Gosney, Direct Media Controller.com, it's saved on here. So I can get in just fine. But whenever I change Google pages to, like, my personal one, like Ms. Gosney 08, and I try to log in, I can't get in.
Hmm.
Shoot, do it.
Yeah, all right. You got me on this one. All right, let me reset, get a different type of password for right now, and see if that helps it. Just to give it a shot. Same phone number as your login.
Okay.
And then we're going to try this all again, all lowercase.
There we go. There's the problem. My phone.
What happened?
Is 8 and the username is 09. That's Gary's number.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mhm. Okay, hang on. I might be able to get in now. Or did you already change it?
I changed it.
Okay.
Don't hate me.
So go to local flash. Local flash login. Okay. 817-883-65.
Do this for now. 08. Use your number. Because that's what I'm showing here right now.
I've got a message and it said 09.
It did? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, do 09.
Okay.
And then we're going to use the password all lowercase together, NET as in Tom, ADS. Right. So net ads.
NETADS. All lowercase. Mm-hmm. So let me in. I did it.
All right. Beautiful. Yeah.
Hang on. Now I'm going to go back over to my... I'm going to log out and then put myself back in, 817-883-6509, and then NETADD, right?
NETADS. Or wait, I got to go back. ADS, I believe. Ads, net ads.
Okay, I'm in. All right, got it.
Okay.
So we can
all right.
Sure.
Yeah, and then I'll also, do you want me to add it in this account here so that we can be able to talk with her as well, or how would you like that?
Yes.
You would? Okay.
Yes.
Hold on one moment. What's her first name?
Zaria, Z-A-R-I-A.
Okay, and how do you spell her last name?
Oh, if I know. Hang on. Okay, I just text her. Z-A-I-R-E is her first name. But I have no idea what her last name is. I don't even know her last name. I don't even call her by her because I can't say her full name right. Oh, Sims. Z-A-I-R-E Sims, S-I-M-S.
Z-A-R-I-E.
Z-A-I. No, Z-A-I-R-E.
Oh, Z. Okay.
Sims.
Sims, S-I-M-S. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's tricky. Okay.
Caller Z. She's doing amazing work. I have no.
All right. Beautiful. Okay. So I'm going to put notes on the account right now.
Mm-hmm.
User pal. Put this on the specifically. Hold on. Okay, done.
Okay. And then she'll log in using the same?
Same things, correct.
Okay. All right. So username is 817-883-6509. Password, N-E-T. A-D-S, right?
You got it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. All right. So,
awesome.
Yeah, it's been crazy. All right. I have a question for you.
What'd you
got? So far, everything looks really good. I am noticing whenever I am – matter of fact, my boyfriend was like, I've never received ads before for PTing and Air, and now I'm seeing them. I'm like, that's wonderful. That's great. The Google review link that you sent works great.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear.
Yes. So what I want to talk about now are Google Ads.
Google Ads. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So are Google Ads in addition?
It yes. is. Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. So what does that include? Let me get my pen out so I can write my handy-dandy notes. What day did we sign up with y'all, by the way?
I believe it was on the 28th of February.
You're right.
Sean, I just got to say, it's always fun talking with you.
Is it my ADD, or is it...
I just connect well with you on all of it. Like, I follow you, you know? So, yeah.
Okay. So, let's talk Google Ads.
Okay.
Tell me what you know. Tell me what I need to know. Tell me, because I don't... I know they can be expensive. I know it's per click.
Right.
I know that... I'm pretty certain that I think it helps with redirection. I'm pretty certain that it helps with moving us up on Google's first page on the search. I'm pretty sure that that does
yeah.
that. All right, cool. That's what I know.
Yeah,
go.
Okay. So far as we'll start with pricing of it. That's
okay.
for well, I'll get you guys a different discount. Hold on 1 second.
Well, is it a better discount? Because if it's not a better discount, give me the one that is a better discount.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can plug this in first, so that way I can
okay.
get you guys a lower rate here even more.
Yeah, I deserve that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you guys are awesome, too, so I always want to help. So let's see here.
Okay. Go lie down. Mm-hmm. There is absolutely fucking nothing wrong with you. Go lie down. I'm talking to the dog. I'm sorry. Not a kid. A dog. Go. Go.
Oh, my God.
Go. He's a pit bully. It belongs to my daughter.
Oh, wow. Really? I don't even like him.
I don't.
Oh, my gosh. They're beautiful dogs, though.
He's a beautiful dog, and he's really not dumb. He's just an asshole. Well, case in point, I have hardwood floors and
oh.
tile throughout my whole house. I have one white rug. I'm just me and my boyfriend, so it's like there's no kids, there's no nothing. My kids are grown. One white rug underneath the table in the coffee table. Where does the dumbass take a shit?
Oh, no.
Yes.
No. Oh, my gosh.
Not once. Bitch, what?
Really?
I tried looking outside to go poop. I'm mad at him.
Sorry for laughing, but it's
no,
just
it's
how
not.
It goes.
It is funny. I mean.
Oh, my Lord.
It's not funny. Ha-ha, but it's funny. He went in his room.
Yeah. I got a bunny, and this he's a big boy. Like, he would literally... like try to fight off the pit bull. I'm like, what are you doing, bro? Like, oh, he's nuts, man. But he's a loving bunny. Every time we bring him anywhere, because he free roams, and
yeah.
I got to say, he is a huge bunny, like no joke.
Yeah.
Definitely over 9 pounds.
Aww, bunny one
yeah.
time.
Yeah, you owned a bunny?
I did. I had a bunny.
Really?
And he was really awesome. And he was potty trained, like he went to the litter box, like I
yeah.
pre-roamed his house and he went to the litter box. And I would put him on a leash outside, you know, like when we would go outside just to kind of train him. And my husband at the time let him go outside and he went under, he started like chewing up cords and chewing up like the bottom of the furniture. I'm like, what is wrong with this damn rabbit? And so he went outside and he got underneath the storage building and sat out underneath the storage building for like 3 days. Like, and this is like a, you know, I don't know about your rabbit. My rabbit would come to its name like a cat, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
same
anyway,
thing. Yep.
Anyway, so after he finally decided to come out from the storage building after 3 days, I was like, there's just something odd about this rabbit now. Like, I don't know what's wrong. And
oh.
I had a friend that literally had a rabbit farm, And so I was like, I'm going to have to, you know, get my rabbit up because there's just something wrong with her or with him. Mm-hmm. And, okay. And so she took him and, about 20 days later, she goes, come here. I want to show you what your rabbit did. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Well, he had like, you know, 20 fucking babies. And I was like, well, that would be why he was chewing everything up. It's not a heat.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They bite their own hair off for the babies. Yeah. Build a nest for them. It's crazy.
Yes. I mean, like, he was pulling his hair out. And I was like, what is, I'm like, I'm torturing him by leaving him in the house. I'm not giving him enough time. You know, there's something wrong. Well, she was pregnant.
Lord, that's hilarious. I got a story for you on that one too, but I could talk forever with that stuff because everybody, oh my Lord, we went through some crazy stuff with him. But he's a good boy. He's been good.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. Google Ads. Now,
yes.
Are you guys, let me ask you this. Are you guys wanting to have this as an additional, because the Facebook ads and everything are working good for you guys, correct?
Yeah, they're working good.
Okay, good. So the Google ads, adding those on top would bring more search, expansion. So you'll go out 100 miles out. Okay. Now within that 100 miles out, you're able to use even up to 100 keywords and phrases as well too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's more than enough. I don't think I've heard anyone reach that limit.
Right.
Next thing is, yes, you'll be on the top of Google. Now, there's sections of Google whenever search for services, right? You have Google Guaranteed on the very top. Those companies are highlighted in green. Right below that, you have your ads. They'll be in bold, right? ADS. And that's where you guys will have your ads right there. They are pay per click. Now, I'm going to give you guys a little extra oomph to everything on here. I'll do it. It's fine. Okay, so for the pricing for that, it's $449,
okay,
monthly. It'll never exceed that. Now, here's the cool kicker I'm going to do for you guys. $300 of those dollars already will be included for your pay-per-clicks, and then on top of that additional, we'll give you an additional $100 worth of clicks on top of that from us.
So plus $100. Additional. So basically, we would have
$400 worth of clicks.
But we're paying $4.99 a month, so we would actually have $800 worth of clicks.
No. So out of the $449, $400 of those dollars are going right to clicks, because we're honoring an extra $100. Yep, exactly.
Okay. So these will, I don't want to, my verbiage here that I wrote down is not conducive to what you said. So the $400 will be for clicks.
Yep. Now, and again, then, we don't normally do all that, but I'm adding all this in here for you as well to get you a low pricing, and it'll be worth it for those clicks, because price range for clicks is on average anywhere from $5 to $10 per click.
Correct.
Yeah.
$5 to $10 per click. Whenever someone and nothing. So, like, for instance, if, say, Joe Blow Heating and AC is like, I know what Google clicks do. I know I'm charging it. I'm going to use all of their money, so I'm going to go through here and click as many times as I can and use all their advertising funds, and then I don't have to worry about them. Is that a possibility? Do people do that?
I'm not going to lie to you. So I have a side thing on top I'm looking up right now for you just in case, because it is a cruel world out there, and it could very much be a possibility. Oh, yeah. So let me see, because you guys are just correct me if I'm wrong. I always say HVAC, but you guys say HVAC. I don't know the terminology for this, but
Heating, ventilation, AC.
All right. Perfect. At least I got the, I want to make sure I get this right terminology going here, speak the lingo with you.
The heating and AC. Air conditioning.
Awesome. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to look up a different avenue here for you guys.
Okay.
Because if this goes well for – honestly, this I would 100% wholeheartedly suggest this one over pay-per-clicks.
Okay.
But I want to make sure it's the right fit for you guys, so hold on one second. Yeah, this is way better for you guys, definitely. Okay, so – even with all those discounts and everything, pay-per-clicks, there can be issues, right? And that's $449 monthly.
Right.
This is a way better option for you, hands down, and it's $435 monthly.
Okay,
so it's a little bit cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And remember I mentioned like the sections of Google where at the very top you have those companies highlighted in green?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to explain a few things here because it may sound similar to – possibly things you've heard in the past and stuff too, but it's hands down the best. Okay, so let's put it this way. I'm gonna start with I have never heard of a company that had a bad issue with. It's called Google Guaranteed.
Right. Okay.
All right. So, from a customer's perspective, they look up HVAC nearby, heating and cooling, whatever the case may be for that vertical. You only get one vertical, which has worked out for you guys. Once they do that, the very top, you'll be listed, highlighted in green with a check mark. That means that you are verified through Google, and Google backs you up. And customers, they know about this. They know that, hey, listen, I'd rather call this company than the people that are on the local map section, to be honest, because they're more legit, and I know they're going to get the job done. I can trust them. I'm going to elaborate on that for you, okay? So for your perspective as a business owner, yeah, you're going to be verified. Like, they want to make sure that you do have a license or insurance, okay?
Right.
So that's one thing. The next thing is any employee that does face-to-face with a customer needs to go through a background check. So as long as you're checkmarked those boxes, you'll get approved for one.
Okay.
The next part is I like to look at it as like a secured credit card, okay?
Okay.
You pay for – it's a minimum of 13 leads. You can always add more, but hear me out first, okay? 13 leads, you're looking at the, $33.33 per lead. So that's equals to $435, right? So you pay $435 up front for those 13 leads. Let's say that month you only got 7 leads. Well, the rest of that money gets rolled over to your next month. Okay. So that's the beauty behind this. And they have to be quality leads. So that means they cannot be out of your service area. Definitely not a spam or robocall. And they have to be asking for your services. So if they don't ask for the services that you provide, it's not a qualified lead. You will not be charged for those leads. If for any reason that it does slip through the cracks, you don't have to work on trying to get a hold of Google. We talk to them directly and get that money refunded within the first 30 to 60 days.
Okay.
Now, here's the best part that I love about it. You have a pause option. So let's say you're like, man, we're super busy, or you have a budget, or you're going on vacation. You can pause at any time. And let's say it's on pause and you get a really good quality lead from Google Guaranteed. And it, let's say it even turns into a job. You will not pay for that lead because it was on pause.
Okay.
You get a tracking system for it as well too. Of course, we want to make sure you guys see it for yourself. But that's, again, in order to get that started, it's an application that we need to do. That's a $250 up front.
Okay.
That you'll never see again. While it's processing and you guys get approved, until you get approved, you will not be charged anything for the Google Guaranteed leads. Until it gets approved, we let you know and then say, okay, we're ready to get this started. Then you would pay the $435 for those first 13 leads.
Okay. I hear you.
Hands down, I suggest that way over than the Google ads because, like I said, and like you said, actually, there is people out there that mess up people's businesses and spite. So.
So this, the first one that we talked about would be like Google ads, but this one's like, I would consider this one to be called like Google Guarantee.
Correct.
Okay.
This one's the lead generation service. The other one's a click generation service. So it's like clicking. People are clicking. And anyone can click. I mean, a two-year-old can click by accident. You got charged for that click, you know?
Right.
But with the Google Guarantee, the people that are calling are more inclined to give you a call that mean business, right? Because
right.
on the local map section, you may not need a license. You may not need – you don't know who you're really talking to. And that's why the reviews are so important on there, right? But on Google Guaranteed, as long as you have 5 Google reviews, you're all set. Like, you'll be on the very top.
We have 7 now.
Yeah, buddy. That's what I'm talking about. I'm glad. I'm really happy that you guys are doing well already. You know, that's a short amount of time, to be honest, too.
Well, yeah, it is. It really is. Honestly and truly. And then I'm actually looking at changing our, I don't know what they call it. But anyway, I call it, it's like our, what would it be called? Where we do our, we store all of our customers on stuff. So, hang on. Alright, I don't know what they call it. There's a term for it, but anyway, I don't care. So the service decision, and I believe in service decision is actually a function to like whenever we complete the job that we can actually send them the link to give us a Google review.
Boom. Yep.
Right, exactly. And Service Fusion is like what we've been using, but I think there's a better one out there called House Call Pro that I've been looking at. I was talking to them about it. And I just wonder if going with House Call Pro and adding the Google Guarantee, how that would incorporate the overall like lead generation. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And that's
I hear
not
you.
I mean, that's just me thinking out loud. Anyway, I'm just talking
okay.
about
No, you're fine. Like, honestly, that's what I'm here for, too. You know, when it comes to adding different leads, outsourcing, things like that, when it comes to SEO in general, stick with
right.
one company. I'm just going to tell you that right now, because then it complicates everything, and who knows
Absolutely.
How bad it can get messed up. If you have other avenues of generating leads, I'm just coming from a personal, like me, not from Local Slash on this. Why not? Like, more business too, as long as you can handle that business, great, do it. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's
like,
what I would say.
Like we use Thumbtack.
Okay.
And, but the thing about Thumbtack is, like, for instance, yesterday we got a call and a lady, like, says, I need my furnace circuit board replaced. That call, that lead was $80.
Whoa.
So, okay, so we go out to her house, and because she had sent the model number and the serial number, and I just need a price. I said, well, the model number and serial number you sent was for the condenser. It does not for the furnace, so I need the actual model number and serial number for the furnace. So I had to send a technician to her house. So, that, of course, you know, that's money because...
That's money right there. Yep.
Right. Well, so now we're in $80 plus, you know, the drive time, the technician time. The total ticket was like $547. And she was like, I want to pay $480 for it. I can't do that.
This is a negotiation?
I'm like, the part itself is $320. Like, that's the part price. Well, I Googled it and the part's $220. Well, if you can order a part for $220, please go right ahead and I will just charge you labor. But I'm telling
right.
you, as a trained representative, that is not the price of that part.
Right.
So I just kept on and on. I'm like, I've already lost $80 and now you're trying to make me like basically nothing. Like I'm just over. I'm over Thumbtack. And I think that Google Guarantee, if it's $33 a lead, regardless of what the lead is, and they're quality leads, then this may actually be the way to go. Because we only, like with Thumbtack, we only pay like per lead, but you have to have like a $500 balance. So basically we're still saving $75. And if we don't use them all, they roll over.
Exactly. So, that's the main kicker behind those, right? So you may, what it sounds like to me is it's very similar. The only difference is one, you're saving $75 a month if you're getting all 13 leads for one, right? And you can plan around it too, right? So having that pause option really saves you a lot, right? Because you could like,
The other question that I have is, you know, all of our technicians have to have their CDLR license, which is basically a license from the state that says that they're able to go in. You're going to have to wait. The people on the fence are here, and you're just going to have to sit down and wait. I don't care what you say. Sit down. That's my husband. You got to wait. Fence guys are here. The only question I have is, you know, they have to have that PDLR, which basically is a state license giving, you know, that they've been approved to be able to go into people's homes, things like that. We have hired a new technician who works off of a, like, a work visa. Would that matter?
No. It's based off of just these three things. So it's based off of you guys, your business, your license of the business, insurance of the business, for one. And then they just have to make sure they go through a background check. So there's no criminal record. If anything, I believe, don't quote me on this because I want to make sure I'm not telling you the wrong stuff either, but if they had like a drinking and driving record or something, I believe that's still even approved as well. Which I'm just throwing things out there for you, but I do know if they have a criminal background, it won't work. They'll get this approved.
Okay, dog, look. There's no fence. And I'm on the phone, and I really can't let you out, so you're just going to have to wait. You're not going to piss on yourself. Go piss on the white rug. Your brother's shit on it. Don't matter.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, I think, honestly, Dawn, that this is like... I'm going to talk about... She is not going to let me stop. Let's talk this over with Gary. So it's $250 fee to get the guaranteed service. $435 a month, $33.13 a lead for the first 13 leads. What if we go over the 13 leads, then it's the $33.13 a lead?
Right, but here's the thing. You can add more if you wanted to, or after it hits 13 leads, you'll still stay on the very top as Google guaranteed. It just won't be with a check mark. So... I'm going to say it as, like, wink, wink here a little bit. I mean, up to you, however you want. You know, I think you get my drift on that one, so. Okay. But, yes, you have it right. So you, even after your 13 leads, you'll still be up there. It just won't be with a check mark on it.
Okay. I hear you. All right. Mm-hmm. I really wanted this information, and I want to be able to get with Gary on this. Thank you so very much for your time. I apologize for my rude-ass animals, and I will make sure that I get with Gary, and we'll see you real soon on this.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Make sure, though, Shauna, give me a call regarding on that, even if you're talking with our team about it, and maybe higher pricing if you do as well.
I'm not going to talk to nobody but you.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I take care of you guys. And you know.
No, I'm not talking to nobody but you.
Just giving you a heads up on that one. All right.
I got your number and your direct extension. You're screwed.
Hey, like I said, you know, I promise. I was like, hey, listen, like, it is a call center, so it's difficult to get a hold of me. But once I see you, I'll be able to give you a call back, you know, so.
Yep. I appreciate it.
All right, Shauna. You take care. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Get up.